love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, dear God. We love you, Lord. We worship you, oh Jesus. We praise you. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We love our God. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt. Acknowledge your presence, Lord. We're thankful that your word, you promised that where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are in our midst. And we acknowledge that you are here in your majesty, O God. We recognize your presence. And we recognize your fellowship with us. And we are so grateful, Lord, that you ever took the scales off our eyes. You ever took away the fleshly perspective of things and help us to see you, to know you, to recognize you. We need you, great King. And we are so grateful that you desire us as well. And that it's your desire to be with us, oh Lord. Lord, we ask that you'll have your will in your way this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's turn in our hymnals to 455. 455. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. And help me sing this, okay? And in the chapel, I don't lead the singing. I leave that to more talented, confident people. And so if you're a good singer, I might call on you for a solo. No. But let's sing it with all our heart. The words are terrific, aren't they? Let's stand and worship him.
Continually dwell, redeemed.
for redeeming us, O God, for saving us, for going after us, O Lord. We worship you, we worship you, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, O God, we offer our praise to you, we offer our worship to you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. We praise you this morning, we give you our praise, O Lord. We offer up the sacrifice of our lips in gratitude, Lord God, that you ever redeemed us from this world. Lord, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, our wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. We worship you. Oh, we worship the Lamb of God. We worship our Savior. Oh, God, we thank you that you bought us, oh Lord God, that you ever opened our hearts to you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. I love you. Oh God, I love you, Lord God, for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I live my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your... Let's sing it again, right from our hearts. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Thank you, O God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. We lift our voice, O God, and we worship you. Our God and our King, we exalt thee, O Lord. You're worthy, O Lord, our awesome God. We praise you, O Lord, our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. We praise you, dear God. We exalt our King, Jesus our King, King of kings and Lord of lords. We offer our praise, the sacrifice of our lips. We worship you this morning. God, our eyes are on you. Our attention is set on things above. And Lord, we are so grateful you taught us that, to look up and to see you. Oh God, thank you that through the cross you've taken that veil away and we can come right into the presence of Christ. Lord, sometimes we have to tell you honestly, we don't know how, we're distracted, we just feel so sometimes anchored to down here. But you've made a way, Lord God, that nothing can keep us from seeing you. And we do, we look to you this morning, Lord. Oh God, whether we feel it or not, we need you. And we need you to just meet us, strengthen us, quicken us, reveal yourself to us in a greater way. God, sometimes, as somebody prayed the other day, we hardly know how to ask you except meet us where we are. Lord, you can do that. Wherever we are this morning, Lord, if we're up, we're down, we're sideways, you are able to touch us. When we can't touch you,
You're so faithful. You touch us, and we thank you for that. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord, thank you that you reign over our emotions, our feelings, and our thoughts. And we can bring every thought into captivity to Jesus Christ so that nothing would hinder the knowledge of God in us. Thank you for that. That's all through your grace. We just love you. We lift up, Lord, today those in need. We pray for our brother Paul, God, who's not well, this head cold. And God, we just pray that you'll meet him and deliver him. Lord, it's a fight of faith, but we know and believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can touch these mortal bodies. And we pray you will, Lord. And along with our brother Paul, we continue to lift up our brother Gary. God, you've maintained this man's lot. You've kept him thus far, and you will keep him, oh God. And Lord, for our brother Ernie Waffogel, that you'll continue to perfect that which concerns him, God. You taught us to pray and ask, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we don't measure our faith. We don't look at it. We don't try to say we're here. All we do is believe the Word. Yes. We choose to believe the Word, and the Word tells us to pray. Yes. And so we do. And we believe you to meet these. Any others here that might be have a need, Lord, an infirmity, we bring that before you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? This morning I thought, and maybe you know this scripture well, but I wanted to show this to you real quick, okay? First of all, I had such a good time at that fire last night. Amen? It was a good time. And I love worshiping the Lord outside like that. I just think it's good. It's just so good to do, to be out of... It's good to worship in here, and thank God for this beautiful lodge to worship the Lord. But if our worship is just contained in here, we're in trouble. And if we can't see Jesus out there... is that what it's about, right? No, he's everywhere. And I enjoyed the fellowship so much. Thank you for all the s'mores you made me. I didn't get one. Not one, you know? I hope the guests got some, did you? If you wanted, I saw it. Never mind. I saw you. 2, 3, 5 marshmallows all on one stick. No, I'm teasing them. But it was such a good time. And then... fireworks afterwards. But I was in bed at that time. And I heard boom, boom. I don't know what that was. Do you all know what that was? Did you hear it though? Some heard it, some didn't. It's a camp mystery. But anyway. You know, I'm thankful that, again, I know I'm redundant on this, but I'm thankful I learned to praise the Lord. You had a little questionnaire on our Tuesday night time with the staff, and that's, what do you think of audible praise? What do you think about audible praise? How do you feel about it? And you know, I took some time in my room, and I kind of went over, you know, these, not scrutinizing them, not being judgmental too much, but I went over these, and I said, let me see what folks here think about audible praise. I was quite surprised that most people recognize that it is important that we praise the Lord out loud. Now, not every fellowship does it, and we're not to be, you know, think we're better because we do. But I've learned in my experience that to say, Lord, I praise you, I worship you, is so important, because that's how we react when you go to, and you've heard the illustration, you go to a football game, a soccer game, you go to these different events, right? You go to a concert, keep it together, right? People are shouting. Years ago, I had a friend in school, and he says, there's a bicentennial, 1973, bicentennial celebration at Madison Square Garden, you know? So I said, oh, there is? I said, why don't you see if you can go? So I go to my mom, and I'm not going to ask her if she remembers it, because she's not going to remember. But Frank Petrucci asked me, he said, "Go. There's a bicentennial celebration at Madison Square Garden." And so I says, Mom, can I go, you know? And she says, yeah, it sounds kind of, what's the story? Yeah, safe, and we're going to be safe and everything. I go, and I get to Madison Square Garden, that place is packed. It's... And it's the Beach Boys in Chicago. Now, maybe you don't know who Chicago is. That's okay. You know who the Beach Boys are, right? They were younger. Now that I think they're dead and they just prop them up and they play records. I don't know. But it's true. I was there, though. You know, I didn't really know that it was this all-out kind of, acid rock stuff. But it was these two bands, and that's what it was. This guy next to me, what am I saying? The place was filled. We had the cheap seats way up top. And this guy, everybody around us, they are just shouting, you know? I mean, they're just not holding back. You know, they're not going like, that was good. Oh, they're good, aren't they good? You know? People weren't wearing white gloves and, oh, it's very nice. They were, you know, they were shouting. And one fellow right next to me is going, keep it together. Keep it together. And they kept that the whole concert. Keep it together. No, there was no one there. No one there was timid. No one there was like, I would shout, but that's just not me. No. I found myself, I didn't even know about who these Beach Boys and this brass-playing band called Chicago. I hardly knew who they were, and I found myself saying, play it again! You know? This is what happens. I heard this pastor, I heard this pastor. He said that when he got saved, he was into the party scene. You know, he was a partier. And that's not a good thing to be. Chasing Good Time Charlie, he was a real partier. But he met these guys and they told him about Jesus. And they said, you got to come to church with us. And so he went to church with them. And there he found Jesus Christ in a real way. I mean, not just, you know, became a church person. He found Jesus Christ. He found out that God wasn't some far-off deity or some sort of set of religion. God had gotten into his heart. And he got wonderfully saved. And so he goes to a meeting. And he's new at all this. And his friends are sitting next to him. And they're going, you know, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. And this, he feels the Lord's presence. And he's shouting, party! Party! Because that's all he knew. You know, party! And they're elbowing him going, no, no, wrong word. Wrong, no, no, no. No, don't shout that. But you know, the truth of that is, what blessed me about that was, he had more heart, more enthusiasm, more realness in the word, the only word he knew to offer up to Jesus, than sometimes a lot of us. Because, you know, we just, hallelujah, praise. That's what we do. That's how we begin our meetings. After every song, what do? Hallelujah. We get louder. You know, one time one person said to me, how come we always praise the Lord after a song? They said that. In the chapel, they said, I notice after every hymn, we start praising the Lord. You know, like it was the wrong thing to do. Like, don't, it's just a habit. I said, well, maybe it is a habit, or maybe it's just that we really were looking at the words. When you look at the words of the hymns, they're pretty mighty. And I said, I think often we praise the Lord after a song, because if you're really reading the words, it's talking about our great Savior. And especially in the chapel, it's talking about that, because that's what I usually call out, number 23. Our great Savior, right? So I'm thankful I learned to praise the Lord. I'm thankful that I learned to exalt his name. Now I'm going to get to the verse I was talking about. Here it is. If I can keep things from this lovely new pulpit. Everything falls to your feet. Here it is. Listen to this. From Hebrews 13. Verse 15. I read this and I realized, oh, no wonder the saints taught us to worship out loud. No wonder the saints were always honest about, don't be afraid to proclaim and decree and declare the name of Jesus in gratitude. It says there, therefore, by him, Jesus Christ, let us continually offer, what? Lambs, sheep, goats, burnt offerings? No. Continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. I looked at that. We got to stop right there. I looked at that because it's a sacrifice of praise. I thought, wow, if you know Hebrews, never mind Romans, but if you know Hebrews, the author of Hebrews says there is no more, there's no longer any other sacrifice. Jesus, and in Romans it says it too, once and for all, he is, there is no other sacrifice. Jesus Christ took care of it all. So the writer of Hebrews says, here's the only sacrifice that we can give. What is it? He says, the sacrifice of praise. And in case you didn't get it, he goes, that is the fruit of our lips. You know, in case you just thought, well, maybe it doesn't mean out loud. Maybe it's just, you know, a grateful heart. Do you see that there? He says, it's the sacrifice. This is the one sacrifice that we have. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks in His name. I think that's wonderful. You know, I think that's great. What we can praise Him that way, worship Him, exalt Him. We're going to be doing that in heaven. And we should do it down here. So I wanted to explain why I worship out loud. Why it has been such a blessing and a help to me. And I thank God. I thank God for the saints who worshiped. Great hymn number 18. Let's sing that yet. I'd just like to join in prayer for the village this morning. Let's pray for them down there, shall we? Ask God to meet those girls and work in their lives. God is doing that. I heard some real good things. But let's ask God to continue. Oh God, we call on Your name. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.
We want to thank You for this opportunity, Lord, for these girls to come here and to be in Your presence, Lord. Thank You that when two or three are gathered together in Your name, You said, there am I in the midst of them. And as they gathered this morning, Lord. Draw them to yourself.
Yes,
open
Lord.
Their eyes.
Yes, dear Jesus.
Of the wonder of Jesus in their midst, O Lord. Bless them.
Yes, Lord.
Work in their lives.
Yes, to, dear God.
Transform Jesus. Them, O God, into the daughters of the Lord.
And yes, Lord. Meet them. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Come, my Lord. Bless
Jesus.
Bless the counselors. Fill them with faith. Fill their cup to overflowing.
Yes,
O
Lord.
God.
Strengthen them, Lord God.
And do,
Jesus.
Pour out your spirit mightily, O God, to really save them to the uttermost.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Do, dear God. Yes, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pour out your spirit on them, O God. Awaken their hearts to yourself, O God. Awaken their hearts this day. Give strength this day, Jesus. We believe you to do it. O God, Lord. We pray you'll keep them under the blood this day and meet all of them, Lord, as they are in their activities, and may your presence be felt, we ask. And we just pray too, Lord, for any that might be in need, not well, or even maybe emotionally troubled. We pray, God, that you'll strengthen them. We believe you to do this, Lord. And we just thank you for your grace that you're pouring out, that open door. We just thank you for that. Hallelujah. Praise you, dear Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, dear God. We ask this all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that third verse.
Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done.
So, God, you're so good, and we praise you, we exalt you, you've triumphed. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we know you're going forth to conquer and to conquer. Thank you that you love us so tremendously. Lord, it's that fact, it's that knowledge, it's that surrounds us, that keeps our hearts beating, and we thank you for it, and we give you all the praise and the glory, in Jesus' name. We ask, God, as we look into your word, that you'll keep our hearts open and our spirits ready to act. In Jesus' name, amen.